Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Toby, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Low back pain is a common cause of disability across the world, and it's important to consider whether it might indicate serious conditions such as cancer. Nicholas Henschke from the University of Heidelberg in Germany describes a February 2013 Cochrane review of so-called red flags that might suggest a need to screen a patient for cancer.
As well as being a common cause of disability, low back pain is one of the main reasons for healthcare expenditure around the world. Up to 70% of people will experience at least one episode of low back pain in their lifetime, and it is one of the most common reasons for consulting a general practitioner. The large majority of patients with low back pain will recover relatively quickly and have no need for imaging tests such as X-ray, MRI, or CT scans. However, a small proportion present with low back pain as the initial symptom of a more serious disease, such as spinal malignancy. Spinal malignancy is rare and is the cause of low back pain in only about 1% of patients visiting a general practitioner for the first time with low back pain. About a tenth of these malignancies are new cases, with the other 90% being metastases, that is, recurrences of cancers from other parts of the body. Our Cochrane review describes the diagnostic accuracy of tests to screen for spinal malignancy when patients come to a general practitioner, back pain clinic, or emergency room with a new episode of low back pain. Clinical practice guidelines generally recommend screening for red flags as a first step to identify spinal malignancy, and these red flags are features from the patient's clinical history and physical examination which are thought to be associated with a higher risk of serious disease. They include things such as a previous history of cancer, unexplained weight loss, or being older than 50. The presence of a red flag should alert clinicians to the need for further examination and, in most cases, specific treatment. We included 8 studies in the review, 6 of which were carried out in a primary care setting and had identified 21 cases of spinal malignancy among more than 6,600 back pain patients. That's about 0.3%. Overall, we found data from 20 potential red flags, but only 7 red flags were evaluated by more than one study. The relatively small number of studies and clinical heterogeneity among them meant that we didn't do any statistical pooling of the diagnostic accuracy data. Alongside this, most of the studies were of low or moderate quality, and poor reporting in the original publications affected the assessment of methodological quality. Most studies were not specifically designed as diagnostic accuracy studies and so provided little information on important aspects of study design. Our results show that the diagnostic performance of most red flags is poor, especially when used in isolation. There was some evidence from individual studies that having a previous history of cancer meaningfully increases the probability of spinal malignancy. Overall, there is insufficient evidence to support or refute the clinical usefulness of most red flags to screen for spinal malignancy in patients with low back pain. Most of the red flags also had high false positive rates, meaning that if used in clinical practice, they are unlikely to help a clinician to decide whether any further investigation or treatment is needed. The low prevalence of spinal malignancy in patients with low back pain makes it difficult to develop screening tools which are both easy to apply and accurate. Used in isolation, it is unlikely that any one red flag will be sufficient to indicate a need for further diagnostic testing. A more effective screening tool could be recommended if data were available on how to use these red flags in combination with each other. This would also become a more accurate reflection of what takes place in clinical practice. Ideally, an effective series of red flag questions for spinal malignancy would highlight pertinent characteristics from the patient's history and physical examination and allow the clinician to forego invasive and potentially harmful tests to identify all patients who require further assessment.
Details of each of the 8 studies and the 20 potential red flags are available in the full version of Nicholas's review, which you can access at thecochranelibrary.com.